Butte Humane Society has got a big deal coming up this weekend. Lori Wells is with us. How are you doing, Lori?
Good.
You brought a pet with us today. Well, who's with us today?
This is Whiskey. Whiskey is making the rounds. He's talking about, he wants to share all about our Empty the Shelter event that's coming on this Saturday.
Whoops.
Oh, now he's in the microphone.
Yep.
Oh, he wants a headphone set.
Boy, the least radio savvy dog you've ever brought in here. I got to tell you that right now.
I know, he's definitely, he's young, he's 10 months, he's curious about everything.
Okay, I'm just going to move this
cord. Move the cord up.
Everything's up on the table here this morning. Okay, Empty the Humane Society this weekend. Tell me about the event, what's going on?
Yes, it is going on this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be happening at two locations.
Okay.
It's going to be happening at 2579 Fair Street,
right,
which is the main shelter, and that's where the dogs and the puppies are.
Okay.
It'll also be happening down the street, which is at 587 Country Drive, and that's where our cat adoption center and spay neuter clinic is.
Okay.
And that's where the cats, kittens, and bunnies will be up for
adoption. So one is kind of right up by the fairgrounds location, and then the other one's a little farther down the street.
Exactly. A lot of people know the galley or the U-Haul. It's right on that street.
Okay.
Down from Dutch Brothers. That's my landmark.
There you go. So, and this starts at 9 o'clock. Now,
yes.
There's a reason for having this particular event at this particular time, isn't there?
Yes. Thanks to all of the listeners out there who voted for us, we made it into the ASPCA 100K Challenge. There's 50 shelters all over the United States that's participating.
Right.
And in order to win the 100K, it's based on the increased amount of adoptions from the previous year.
Okay.
So that's why we're having this huge Empty the Shelter event. It'll go a long way in helping to get those adoption numbers so that we could potentially win $100,000.
And boy, you could use $100,000.
We could really use $100,000 since since the announcement was made that we've split from the city, that the Humane Society will be focusing just on adoption, spay, neuter, and education. We're going to be, sort of redoing the front dog area for all of our dogs. So that money could go a long way in creating really great kennels, cooling systems, a lot of great things. So it would be great if you guys could come out. Not only would it be amazing to see what a shelter would look like without any animals in our community, but you'd also be going a long way in helping us actually get, potentially win the $100,000.
Approximately how many animals do you think you have in the shelter right now?
When we started promoting this, we had 180 animals that we counted. Since we've been promoting this, this has really taken a life of its own, all of this Empty the Shelter. People are so excited. Our adoption rates have already skyrocketed. So the amount of dogs, and we still have constantly an inflow of dogs,
sure,
but the amount that we have up for adoption has decreased. So we're around, usually we're about 50. Right now we're at 40. So,
wow.
So it's gone down a little bit. So we'll probably have, by the time they empty the shelter, we'll probably have around 150 animals that we'll be trying to...
Can I ask you, for those who are thinking, well, Matt, you know what? We're ready for a pet. We're ready. But I've never adopted an animal from the Butte Humane Society. What's involved in that? How long does it take me to get this all done?
Yes, this is a great question. So what we recommend is there is an application process.
Mm-hmm.
So come on in, fill out the application, and walk around and look at the dogs.
Right.
See which ones you're interested in. Especially for this event, it'll make the process for you go a lot faster if you come in and know which dogs you're interested in seeing ahead of time.
Yep.
Once you do that, when you come back the day of the event, you'll have your application with you, and you'll have the dogs you want to meet. And then at that point, you'll be matched. We want to make sure that it's the right match for you. So say somebody says, oh, I want Whiskey,
right,
but they're gone, more than 10 hours a day for work, we would say, okay, Whiskey is a high-energy dog. We probably wouldn't recommend him.
Right.
But these other ones on your list that you picked, we definitely would match you with.
Ah.
So then your whole family comes down, and you all get to meet the dog, make sure it's a good match. There's also adopters out there who have dogs already.
Right.
And that's part of the process as well. At this event, we're going to have a dog cooling station. So where adopters can check, like a coat check, can check their dog in while they wait. And then as soon as they're called, we'll go and get their dog out of the cooled area. And the dog will also get to meet whichever dogs they're interested in.
Ah.
So that's sort of how that process goes. Also, all of our dogs come with spay neuter. They've been spayed or neutered.
Right.
Or neutered. They've come with a microchip, and they come with their initial vaccinations, which is about $150 value. And then for this weekend, our prices have gone down substantially. So Whiskey here would normally be $150, and he will only be $50.
Uh-huh.
So puppies are only $50. Adult dogs are only $25. Kittens are only $25, and adult cats will actually be free.
And the neat thing about this, as you mentioned, there's most of the basic maintenance has already been done for these animals.
Exactly. A lot of people, you know, there's actually just a law passed where you can't have animals sold at any, you know, out in front of grocery stores or sure. any store parking lots. So having the coming to the shelter and adopting will go a long way in helping so there's not this uncontrolled breeding out there. People
sure.
who just want to make a buck and then can't sell the animal and bring them to the Humane Society. So hopefully coming and adopting through us will, you know, decrease the amount of people that are, you know, breeding or going out
sure.
and getting, you know, animals and other means. So
okay.
this would be a great way to support the Humane Society.
All right. Lori Wells with the Butte Humane Society. The Empty the Shelter is coming up. Starts at 9 o'clock Saturday.
9 o'clock. I recommend, though, coming early, especially if you want a dog like Whiskey. I've heard rumors that people are going to be there at 6 a.m. in their lawn chairs.
I got to mention, as active as Whiskey was getting all tangled up in wires here like a few minutes ago.
He's passed out.
Yeah. Whiskey has now realized that actually being in a radio studio is rather boring. Lori, good luck with the event. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Lori Wells of the Butte Humane Society. Empty the Shelter coming up this weekend in Chico. It's 8:39.